Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 Weeks to Fitness, episode number 63. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, in this episode, I will be joined by Jake Koenig, co-founder of Spotter, an in-home personal training company, and Fit Your Space, a consultancy that takes office spaces and turns them into healthy environments. During the interview, Jake will discuss his fitness philosophy, which was the impetus for Spotter and Fit Your Space. Jake will also provide exercise tips for the work environment, and towards the end of the interview, Jake will also have a special personal training offer for my listeners in the New York metropolitan area. Now, remember the words of Tony Robbins, who said, "The secret of success is learning how to use pain and pleasure instead of having pain and pleasure use you." If you do that, you're in control of your life. If you don't do that, life controls you. And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 Weeks to Fitness. Jake Koenig is co-founder of Fit Your Space, a New York-based consultancy that creates offices that are healthier, happier, and more productive. He is also co-founder of Spotter, an in-home personal training company. Passionate about health and fitness, Jake is also a speaker and a blogger. I am pleased to have Jake on our 6 Weeks of Fitness program. Jake, how are you?
I'm great, Vince. Thanks a lot for having me.
Hey, so Jake, before we talk about Fit Your Space and your personal training company, Spotter, let's talk a little bit about you, okay?
Sure.
Now, tell my listeners, where did you grow up?
I grew up just outside Washington, D.C. in Maryland.
Maryland. Okay. Is that where you currently reside?
No, I'm in Brooklyn now.
Now, were you very active as a child?
Yes. In my childhood, I was fairly a relatively reckless kid. I liked, snowboarding and biking and, skateboarding, things like that. And then not until high school did I start getting into more team sports. I was a wrestler and I played lacrosse.
So now, where did you go to school?
I went to undergrad in St. Louis, Washington University.
Yes.
Where I studied finance and acting, actually.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So that's quite interesting.
Yeah, well, it actually took me on a roundabout path to personal training. So in college, actually, that's where I got into weightlifting and fitness as its own pursuit, right? In high school, I kind of did it as a way to excel at sports. But then in college, I was no longer on any team sports. And so a friend of mine and I started lifting weights together, and that's kind of when I got into fitness as its own pursuit. Then after college, I pursued acting. I moved up to New York to be an actor, and instead of waiting tables, I decided to be a personal trainer. And that's actually what got me into personal training. So the acting major kind of drove me to personal training eventually.
Yeah. Now that is interesting, because I do have actors on my program occasionally.
Okay. Sure.
So that is really cool. And so what about the acting bug though? Do you still think about doing acting, or is it something that you put on the back burners for now?
Well, acting as a paid actor, where I, I'm either on stage or being filmed, is not something I'm very interested in anymore. But I have to say, I think there's a huge correlation between the work that one does as an actor, and the work that people do as personal trainers or as a I'm a speaker now, too.
Yes.
And so much of what I learned in acting, I think, is really applicable in the personal training that I've done over the years, working with people one-on-one, and then, of course, now very applicable to when I'm in front of a crowd giving seminars.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So I see a big connection there. You're so right. You're so right. Now, you're the co-founder of two companies, all right? Fit Your Space and Spotta, an in-home personal training company. Tell my listeners about Spotta. What is that, and where'd you get the name?
Sure. So Spotta, like you said, it's an in-home personal training company. And we launched Spotta because I find that so many people don't like going to the gym at the end of the day. They just don't really enjoy it, and they don't want to pay the gym membership fees, and it's just another obstacle for people who want to get fit. Now, there are, of course, a ton of people who love going to the gym, and that's kind of their time to, you know, reflect and get sweaty, and they love the gym experience. And so for those people, that's great. You know, obviously you and I know a lot of people
yes.
like that. But I think for a big portion of the population, it just adds another obstacle to them exercising. And so that's kind of why we want to focus on in-home personal training or even in the park. So let's say, listen, don't worry about your gym bag. We'll come to you. And I think that the more you can eliminate obstacles to people exercising and working out, the more likely people are going to be to stick to a workout program.
Oh, most definitely. And you're able to work around their schedule because, again, they're either training in the morning or before work or after work, right?
That's right. Exactly. And so that's actually another big part of the Spotta philosophy, which is that we have many excellent vetted trainers who actually work together. And so you might have a client, we might have a client who needs to train 6 p.m. on Monday and 6 a.m. on Thursday, and one trainer is available for one and a different trainer is available for the other. And those trainers will actually work together. And so we believe that clients should be able to work with more than one trainer, and you shouldn't be locked into the trainer's schedule. But really, it's the client's schedule that should dictate the timing of the sessions.
Very, very good. That's an interesting philosophy. But now, what about the client who becomes attached to a certain trainer?
Sure. So that happens all the time in the industry, of course. And we still want to facilitate those relationships because, of course, personal training is a very personal experience. You don't want
yes.
some random person showing up every time. And so I think that we do want to build those connections as well. But I think you can build those with two trainers who know your body well and know your goals. And maybe one is a specialist at boxing and one is a specialist at yoga. And so you have this more whole programming, and you have both of these trainers working for you and together with each other to help you reach your goal. And so we have a communication system on the back end where each trainer writes down the whole workout and has it in a shared document that the other trainers can see as well, and notes to each other. And so the trainers are really on board with what's going on with the client's programming. But yeah, to answer your question, we don't believe that you should get a random trainer each time. We think that you should have a relationship with your health coaches. And we facilitate that as well.
Okay, but you also answered my next question was going to be, how do you keep track of the trainers of the client's progress? But you said you guys share the documentation on the client.
That's exactly right. So every time a client works out, the trainer records exactly what they did. If anything was feeling funky, you know, their right shoulder's feeling a little injured that day, they write notes about it, so that the next trainer that comes in knows exactly where they picked up.
Nice. Oh, very nice. So there's continuity there.
Exactly. Because that's a huge part of somebody's program. You can't have a trainer come in and do an assessment with you each time if the last trainer was doing something very intense with you, you don't want to waste your time doing a session each time and getting to know a new trainer each time.
Now, Jake, I've never heard of that type of program. That's special. That's amazing. That really, truly is amazing, you know?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm very excited about it. And so far, we've been getting a lot of great feedback, a lot of clients who really love adding the diversity to their schedule. They get much more flexibility. We have, you know, trainers who will take a vacation and their client doesn't have to stop training because they have other trainers who can continue working with them.
Because it's in-home, is it more expensive than having a trainer go to the gym with the client?
No. In general, it's cheaper because you don't have to keep paying the gym membership fees.
Exactly. Very good. That's a good answer.
Yeah, so it's cheaper. Answer. We're not the cheapest on the market. We pay our trainers very, very well. And because we really believe in getting quality, educated, experienced trainers. And so if a trainer has a lot of experience, they're not going to work for $25 an hour. They don't need to. And so we pay our trainers top of the line in the industry to get the best trainers out there. And so you're going to be able to find cheaper options than us. Price is not our main selling point, to be quite honest. But it's still going to be cheaper than a lot of the high-end, a lot of the major chains. You know, we're going to be cheaper than Equinox. We're going to be cheaper than Crunch. And so we're competitive in those ranges.
Oh, that's great, though, because you know what? In many ways, you get what you pay for. You know what I mean?
You said it, yeah.
Pay $25 training, you want $25 trainer, it's a $25 trainer. But you want results.
Right. And so one thing we're actually starting to do now, there are a lot of people, obviously, that can't afford to pay $100 a session, right? That's a lot of money for a lot of people, for most people. And so we also allow people to split sessions with friends. And so you can book a session with your friend, split the cost. You can invite 2, 3, 4, 5 friends, and you can actually basically run a private class for you and your friends, and you can all chip in. And so that all of a sudden it is affordable, but you still get that one-on-one attention.
Wow, that's awesome. And this could be done at a home or outdoors, correct?
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay. Now you call your company Spotter. I know as a trainer myself, when I think of spotter, I'm thinking somebody spotting somebody doing a weightlift.
Right.
So where did that come from?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what you just said. I mean, it's a little tongue-in-cheek, but, you know, when the spotter in the gym is a guy who keeps you from dropping the barbell on your chest, right, and make sure you don't do anything wrong. And so that's where the name originated from. It's a little ironic because most of us on the team actually aren't big weightlifters. You know, we're not giant muscly guys and girls. And so it's like, it's a little ironic. It's a bit of a joke, but I mean, that's where it comes from. Spotter is somebody who is there to help you, is there to push you, is there to help you get that extra rep, is there to motivate you when you're having a hard time getting through the workout. And so that's where the name originates from.
Okay, great. Now, you mentioned guys, girls. So your trainers, male and female, correct?
Of course, yes.
Okay, no, great, great, excellent. And I would imagine that you guys go throughout the city, or are you just basically in Brooklyn? Where are most of your clients located?
Most of our clients are in Manhattan. We have some clients in Brooklyn as well, and that's our main area, Brooklyn and Manhattan. We're trying to expand up into Queens as well, and kind of looking at that down the line a little bit. But quite honestly, there's so much work to be done in Manhattan and Brooklyn, and so that's keeping us busy right now.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. One more question on that now. How do you go about getting your trainers? Are you promoting on Facebook, Craigslist? How do you get your trainers?
So right now, the trainers that we get are all come through referrals from other trainers. And so that's one way that we actually – that's one of our big vetting processes, is that we – and it saves us a lot of time, because if I know that one trainer is great and he says, hey, he also knows these other trainers that are great, there's a very high chance that those trainers are great. I've quite honestly wasted a lot of time pulling trainers out from Craigslist and putting ads out there and kind of getting random submissions, and the quality is just not as great as when I get referrals from trainers I know. And then we sit down and we chat for an hour and we talk about their history and their training philosophy and make sure that it's all in line with the work we do. Of course, we make sure that they're certified.
And, yes.
Most of them have, you know, minimum 5 years experience. There are a few exceptions in there, but most of them are 5 to 10 years in the field and really top of their line.
Excellent. No, that sounds really good. So there is definitely a vetting process, and you make sure there's synergy between your philosophy and their philosophy.
Exactly. And a big thing for us also is, back to this core concept of trainers being able to work with each other. So in the interview process, I asked them, have they ever shared a client with another trainer? If so, how is that experience? How do they feel if they're sharing clients now? And there are some trainers who are not interested in that, and that doesn't fit with us, really. The trainers who want to own their client, that doesn't work so well with us.
Okay, I get you. I get it. Now, what about nutrition? Do you discuss nutrition with your clients as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's hard to have. It's any really good trainer should have that base of knowledge. They don't necessarily need to be a nutritionist, but any good trainer should be well versed in nutrition and be able to talk about it with their client, because you and I both know that you can exercise all day long, and if you're not taking care of your diet, you're not going to see the results you want to see.
Most definitely not. Exactly. You're wasting time, you know what I'm saying? And money.
Right, yeah. And so, yeah, it's an important part of, I think, anybody's health journey is to really take a deep look at their what they're eating.
Now let's talk about your other company, because you have two companies here. You're a co-founder of not only Spotta, but also Fit Your Space. Explain to my listeners what Fit Your Space is all about and how you come about with that name.
Sure. Yeah. So Fit Your Space, I launched in 2013. And what happened there was, so I always, in first sessions with clients, go through an interview process. I ask about their health obstacles and their health goals, what stands in their way to achieving their health goals. And, you know, time and time again, people are coming to me and saying that their biggest obstacle is their desk job, where they're spending 8 to 10 hours a day. And so this started to feel to me like a really big indicator, like, hey, we have a really big problem here if the place where people are spending the majority of their time is their main obstacle to their health. How are they going to get healthy if they're spending their whole day at a place that's making them unhealthy? And so that inspired me to launch Fit Your Space, where our aim is to really take offices and turn them into environments that make people healthier, not less healthy. So that when you leave the office at the end of the day, instead of feeling tired and kind of beaten the way so many people at desk jobs do, you feel energized. Maybe you've even already gotten your workout in already, but you leave the office healthier than when you came in. That's our goal.
Now that's some goal. I've met so many people. I've met so many people who are usually less healthy by the time they leave their workspace, as opposed to more healthy.
Well, it's the case for the vast majority of people. I mean, Vince, you and I are lucky. We have pretty active jobs, right? I mean, personal trainers, it's one of the things I like so much about personal training is it keeps me on my feet throughout the day, and I don't have to sit down throughout the day. But for the vast majority of people, they sit on their commute, they get to work, they sit down, they sit for lunch, they sit in meetings, and then they sit on the train or the car on the way home, and then they sit on their couch to watch TV.
Oh.
And so you start to look at those hours adding up, and you are just, it's just really, really bad for your health to be spending that much time sitting and not that much time exercising. So we went to our goal with Fit Your Space is to really change that in the office environment.
I know corporate wellness is a big deal right now anyway. So when it comes to meeting with various executives in the office, I mean, how do you promote your company in these in the corporate world and environment?
Sure. So we have a few different services. One is very straightforward. It's group fitness classes on site in offices. And there's obviously actually a lot of synergies between Fit Your Space and Spotter with that. So we overlap some of the trainers for that service. And that's a really, people love that. It's great for team building.
Yes.
They come in a little earlier than they might start their workday. They work out together. They feel good, and then they go into their workday. They're more energized. By the time they leave the office, they've already gotten in their workout for the day. So that's a really great service that we offer, and by far our most popular service. And that doesn't work for every office, right? And so we also will consult with offices on how to integrate more movement into the day. We'll make recommendations on standing desks. We're big advocates of standing desks. We'll facilitate those relationships and those purchases. And then additionally, we do health workshops, you know, which is also a pretty straightforward service. We'll come in, we'll talk about how you can stay healthy during the office day. We'll show people simple exercises they can do at their desk, things they can do together. And we'll run challenges, we'll run nutrition programs, things like that. A little more straightforward of a seminar program we do as well.
Wow, that's awesome. Do you need a lot of space to incorporate these programs?
So the on-site fitness programs, yeah, we need a bit of space. I mean, we need some, you know, a lot of times we'll do it in the lobby before the office opens to everybody else. And that's plenty of room. Usually, but you know, there are offices that don't have the space for that, so it doesn't always work. But usually if an office has any type of lobby space or open area, there's some conference rooms that sometimes work. We're usually able to make it work if that's what they're looking for.
Really? I could see a lot of opportunities available for your type of program, really, in a corporate environment.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Let me know if you know anyone interested.
Yeah, I'm going to have to because it's the stress level is so high today, you know, corporate America. So I can, you know, the best way to relieve stress is, as you know, to exercise.
Yep, you got it.
Huh. So I expect that you will do well. And how are you promoting your company?
So Fit Your Space is a consultancy, which really we are a word of mouth consultancy. We get all of our business from colleagues, friends, acquaintances of each other. That's really been keeping Fit Your Space alive. Spotter, we do some paid advertisement stuff, but Fit Your Space is really a word of mouth consultancy.
Okay. But it sounds really good. Now, most of my listeners, they work and they work
sure.
in various corporate environments.
Yep.
And so could you recommend some exercises that they can do at work without getting kicked out of the job or fired?
Absolutely. You know what you're saying? Burpees doesn't count?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, the easiest thing to do that I tell everybody to do is don't sit down for longer than an hour at a time. That's one of the lowest hanging fruits to stay healthy during the day. And we're all familiar with this feeling where you're sitting down for maybe 2 hours, you get up and your legs feel really stiff.
Yes, exactly.
It's because the blood flow has totally stopped down to your legs. You go into a state of burning almost no calories. Your body really goes into a kind of sleep mode. And it hurts your productivity as well. Your brain isn't able to focus as much when you don't have as much blood flowing throughout your body. So I tell people when they sit down, just set a timer. If you can get away with it, set it for 30 minutes. That's going to be better than an hour. But, you know, like you said, not everybody is going to have the flexibility in their job to get up every 30 minutes. But you should be moving no less than 10 minutes per hour. And so if you can set a timer for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, get up, walk around the office for at least 5 minutes, sit back down, that's actually going to make a big difference in your health.
Good point. Now, are there any other exercises they can do? I mean, okay, so they get up for about 10 minutes, and you recommend they stretch?
This kind of depends on the office environment and what you have going on. I mean, the simplest thing is just walk around, okay? So that's the easiest thing. That's the thing you should do in most offices. Next great thing is stairs. Stairs, I like to say, is the cheapest, most efficient gym there is. You can get a lot done on a flight of stairs. But if you simply get up, go up and down a few flights of stairs, I tell people to shoot for 10 flights a day, just whenever you can. That'll make a big difference for you too. And then if you have a office that you're a little more comfortable moving in, there are a bunch of different stretches that are really good for you. I actually have on our blog, I have a few videos where I lead people through 5-minute exercises that they can do at their office. And so people can actually go to that and see them. But, you know, a great one I have people do, it's funny, it's actually called the crucifix stretch, but you face your palms out to the side, standing like in a T, and you palms up to the sky, and you press your thumbs back as much as you can. So you're squeezing your shoulder blades back behind you, and you're opening up your chest there, because that happens in the office. You hunched over your computer, your back is stretched out, your chest, your anterior deltoids are compressed in front of you, and you want to reverse that as much as you can. So you stand up from your desk, stand tall, squeeze your shoulder blades back behind you with your arms facing out. And that's in one of my videos. It's one of my favorite ones to do. And then also, you know, like, again, this is a little silly, but, like, if you can do squats in your office, that's great, because we don't use our legs throughout the day. And that's one of the biggest killers. We have these powerhouse muscles in our quads, in our glutes, that are just calorie incinerators, and we don't use them throughout the day. And so that's why I tell people to hit the stairs when they can. If you can get some friends together to do, like, squat challenges in the office, in the middle of the day, you don't have to like change clothes and put on exercise clothes to do 20 squats, but you'll get that blood flowing throughout your body. It'll make a big difference for you.
That's some good advice. I like that. As you were talking about it, I found myself doing a little stretch myself, Jay. Thank you.
I have some videos. They're up on the blog on Fitnessspace.
That's really cool. So what's next though for Jake Koenig? You're doing so much, okay, with the Sparta, with Fit Your Space. You seem to be very busy. You're also an actor, you know, you learned acting in school. What's next for you, man?
Yeah, you know, my focus right now is on building the best personal training company that we can. I'd like to build Sparta out in New York first, and then make it accessible across the country, and really build a system that guarantees high quality trainers at prices that people can afford, and eliminates the obstacle of going to the gym. And that's really, Spotter is a big focus for me right now. And then with Fit Your Space, you know, I also have big dreams of making every office a really healthy place to be. And so if I can achieve those things, I'll consider myself a success. Yeah.
Well, I think you're definitely on your way, man, you know?
Thanks, man.
I mean, really, really. I like what you're doing. Do you offer referrals? If someone refers a client to you, do you give them like a little percentage or something like that?
Absolutely. I mean, Spotter, we have a referral program. If any of our clients give 50, get 50. So if any of our clients refer another client in, they'll get $50 off their next session, and the new client will get $50 off their first session. And so that's our referral program there for Spotter.
Nice.
And Fitness Space, not as much. I mean, Fitness Space is a much more, you know, I don't have set prices for everything. It's a consultancy, so everything's kind of a different deal.
Okay. No, that's good, though. I was just curious on that, you know. So
sure,
I appreciate you answering that question. Now, how can my listeners learn more about you, you know, Jake, and Sparta and Fit Your Space?
Sure. So if people are interested in having healthier days at the office, fityourspace.com is a great resource. We have a ton of articles up there, links to various research studies. We do product reviews on various standing desks. And we also, like I said, we have some videos up there that you can follow along with Stay Healthy at the Office. So fityourspace.com. And then Spotter, we're Spotter Fit. SpotterFit.com. You can go on, you can buy personal training sessions. You put in when and where you want to work out. We take care of the rest. And we're on all social media as SpotterFit. So we're at SpotterFit. And same with FitYourSpace. We're at FitYourSpace on Twitter and Facebook.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Because I definitely want to tag you as I start promoting the interview as well, Jake. This is great. This is really good. You know, is there anything else you'd like to share with my listeners?
We'll offer you guys a discount on training if people are interested in it. If they want to get a $66 training, usually our sessions are $109. For $66, they enter in the code GETFIT. And you can get your first three sessions for $66 each.
Wow. Okay, so this is $66 each for the first three sessions, right?
Exactly, with the code GETFIT.
But the code is GETFIT.
Yep.
Okay, great. I want to mention that as well. Okay, and do you sign up? It has to be a minimum of 10 sessions, Jake?
Nope, you can just do those three.
You just do those three. Okay. Yep. Hey, I'm going to put that out there, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that out there. Listen, Jake, on behalf of Body Scope of New York and 6 Weeks of Fitness, I want to thank you for coming on our show.
All right. Thank you very much, Vince, for having me. This was a lot of fun.
And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative and encouraging and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 Weeks of Fitness blog at www.6weekstofitness.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.